Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a great show. We're going to be listening during the first half hour to Billie Holiday, Les Brown, Diana Krall, Frank Sinatra, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us off and underway, we'll be hearing from Ella Fitzgerald, from Ted Heath. Right now, it's the Four Freshmen, and you stepped out of a dream.
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly, you stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away from the crowd, and have you all to myself. Alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart. Thank you.
night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, wherever they be, dream a little dream of me.
That's Ella Fitzgerald. Toward the end of her career, this was recorded in March of 1989, and it had a lot of notables backing her up. Ray Brown, Benny Carter, Bobby Durham, Harry Sweets, Edison, Clark Terry, and Al Gray from a CD called All That Jazz. The song was Dream a Little Dream of Me. This was a Gus Kahn tune from 1931. And revived in 1968 by Mama Cass Elliott. Before that, we heard from Ted Heath and the famous Tuxedo Junction, an Erskine Hawkins tune from 1940. And our first song was the new Four Freshmen and a Gus Kahn tune, also from 1940, You Stepped Out of a Dream. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Bill Cartwright. Coming up, we have a couple more that, one of them will be Sinatra, and he's terrific. And right now, it's a long cut, a great one, Woody Herman and his famous Woodchopper's Ball.
Someday, when I'm When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Oh, folks, it doesn't get much better than that. Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, and a song written by Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern. In Swing Time, it was The Way You Look Tonight. Our first song was Woody Herman and his famous Woodchopper's Ball. This got on the hit parade in 1939. There was a musician strike, and it got back on the hit parade in 1943. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1864 that Union forces entered Atlanta, Georgia, a day after the Confederate defenders fled the city, ending the Atlanta campaign. And on this week in 1901, Vice President of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt, uttered the famous phrase, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." Oh, by the way, on this week in 1935, there was the Labor Day hurricane of 1935. It was a large hurricane that hit the Florida Keys. It killed 423, including many aboard a train which was on its way from Miami to Key West. That ended that railway's life, by the way, as well as a lot of people. Okay, let's get back to more music on Swing. We're going to be hearing from Billie Holiday, from Les Brown. Right now, it's Diana Krall, and This Could Happen to You.
Hide your heart from sight,
lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. Your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Look outside or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and to me. call 3 times a day. Come and drive my blues away. When you come, be ready to play. Do your duty. If you want to have some luck, give your baby your last buck. Don't come quacking like a duck. Do your duty. I heard you said you didn't love me down at Mrs. Brown. I don't believe a word they say. She's the linest woman in town. When I need attention at a home, I'll call you on the phone. Calm yourself, don't send your friend Jones. Do your duty. Too hot, cool it off in a lot of spots. Give me all the service you got. Do your duty. If you don't know what it's all about, don't sit around my house and pout. If you do, you'll catch your mama tipping now. Do your duty. If you make your own bed hard, that's the way it lies. I'm tired of sleeping by myself, but you're too dumb to realize. I'm not trying to make you feel blue. I'm not satisfied with the way you do. I've got to help you find somebody to do your duty. Do your duty.
Well, when you first see the title of that, Do Your Duty, you figure it's probably a patriotic song, right? Well, it's not. This is Billie Holiday from her CD called Ladies' Decadays, and the song written by Wesley Wilson. Before that, it was a famous one by Les Brown called The Piccolino, an Irving Berlin tune. He wrote the words and music. We didn't hear the words, but we certainly heard the music from 1935. Was on the hit parade by Fred Astaire, later on by Ray Noble. And our first song was Diana Krall and a song called It Could Happen to You. Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen got together and wrote this song back in 1944 in a film called And the Angels Sing. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1945 that combat ended in World War II in the Pacific Theater. The instrument of surrender of Japan was signed by the Japanese foreign minister and accepted aboard the battleship USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. And on this week back in 1963, the CBS Evening News became the first U.S. network television half-hour weekend news program when the first show was lengthened from 15 minutes, remember that, to a long 30 minutes. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Bobby Darin, from Nancy Wilson, and here's Benny Goodman and his famous Sing, Sing, Sing. This is actually Bobby Darin and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there There was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ah, this heart of mine, it beat loud and fast like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all golden blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing feet of a stair. Just like an echo far away, nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley that night in Berkeley Square.
Somewhere in heaven you are fashioned for me. Angel eyes knew you, angel voices led me to you. Nothing could save me, fate gave me a sign. I know that I shine. So I say,
Well, folks, there it is. That was not the entire version of Sing, Sing, Sing. This was a shortened version of it, but really good stuff. This was digitally remastered in the 1960s. The original was from 1938 at Carnegie Hall with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Before that, it was Nancy Wilson and a Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer tune from 1942 called Dearly Beloved. This was in a film called You Were Never Lovelier and on the hit parade by such notables as Dinah Shore, Alvino Ray, and Glenn Miller. This was Nancy Wilson. And our first song was a great one by Bobby Darin, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1939 that France, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, and Australia declared war on Germany after the invasion of Poland that formed the Allies. On this day in 1943, the Allied invasion of Italy began. This was the same day that U.S. General Dwight D. Eisenhower and Italian Marshal Pedro Bellocchio signed an armistice aboard the Royal Battleship HMS Nelson off Malta. And on this week back in 1951, the first long-running American television soap opera, The Search for Tomorrow, aired its first episode on CBS. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Patty Austin. We'll have Harry Connick Jr. And right now, it's Martha Tilton with Johnny Mercer and A Fine Romance.
A fine romance with no kisses.
A fine romance, my friend. This is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes.
But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't wrestle.
A fine romance, you won't nestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts.
I haven't got a chance.
Ain't this a fine romance?
A fine romance, my good fellow.
You take romance, I'll take jello. We two should be like clams in a dish of chowder.
But we just fizz like parts of a sedlitz powder. A fine romance with no clinches.
A fine romance with no pinches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France.
I haven't got a chance.
This is a fine romance. In my blue serge pants,
I never get the chance.
This is a fine
about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write the preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend. Just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend.
Patty Austin with a great rendition of the Andy Razoff Fats Waller tune from 1929 called Honeysuckle Rose. Before that, it was Harry Connick Jr., music from When Harry Met Sally, a Rodgers and Hart tune called I Could Write a Book. And we heard from Martha Tilton singing along with Johnny Mercer and a Jerome Kern, and Jerome Kern wrote it in 1938. It was called A Fine Romance. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1957 that the Ford Motor Company introduced the Edsel, and we all know what happened to that. And in 1998, Google is founded by Larry Page and Segre Brin, two students at Stanford University. Time for a couple more here. One right now is Sinatra and Learning the Blues.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. That floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle's orchestra and Learning the Blues. And folks, we're just about out of time here right now. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11. For lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.